Reed Smiley the Morning Show. I want y'all to show your love right now and give it up for the one and only comedian extraordinaire, Special K.
Special Kizzle.
Good morning.
What you going?
One and all.
Kizzle.
That's right. Good morning, one and all. Time for the news you absolutely, positively cannot what?
Use.
That's right. We didn't even rehearse that. I'm glad y'all jumped in on that one. Today's news, we got a brand new sponsor. Got a brand new sponsor this morning. Sponsored by today's sponsor, the Big Smiles $59 Dental Clinic.
Big yep. Smiles?
Big Smiles, $59 Dental Clinic. They do family dentistry. They say for cheap dental work, this is the best you'll get. If your teeth look like corn and your breath smells... You know what? I don't think they meant for me to read this during the family hour. If your teeth look like corn and your breath smells... I'm going to tell them to work on that slogan a little bit so that we can read the whole
thing.
Can't
get none done at the dentist for $59.
I know it. Hey, apparently there you can. If your teeth look like corn and your breath smells like...
Okay.
All right, let's get into this news, man. Now, you know, these news stories are probably fabricated, so hey, if you got a problem with it, send your attorney to me. Coming out of L.A. this morning, good news for our good friend and friend of the morning show, comedian Kevin Hart.
All right.
Well, apparently he was treated on the scene by paramedics after a freak accident on Monday, so it looks like he was with his manager at a $4 car wash in L.A. cleaning out his Range Rover at the free vacuum when he was accidentally sucked into the hose. They did get him out, but apparently he was very shaken up and dusty. All right, so.
Thanks for that, man.
Also, coming from the West Coast.
He was shaken up.
Shaken up and very dusty. But no injuries. Amazing. This is amazing, people. Stop the press. It's amazing news coming out of L.A. this morning as it is being reported. Now, this hadn't been confirmed, but it's been reported that visitors to Michael Jackson's tomb heard noise coming from behind the wall and alerted officials who opened up the crypt and discovered that the King of Pop is definitely still alive. He apparently had been injected with so much of a propofol drug that he had just been sleeping really, really good.
That is wrong.
And he reportedly is in pretty bad need of a shave and a touch-up on his hair. And he was a little dusty when he got out also. But he has agreed to appear on CNN with Piers Morgan on Tuesday night. So let's look forward to that.
Yo, did I tell y'all last week I had a little procedure? For 20 minutes I was under and they gave me propofol. I
really?
Get it.
We got you.
What? I get it. I know what he was smoking. I won't smoke.
And finally, all complaints, please send them to me. Send them to me on Twitter at SpecialK913. Finally, hey, big news for your homeboy, Reuben Studdard out of Birmingham.
All right.
Former American Idol winner, Reuben Studdard. Yeah, the Velvet Teddy Bear, he's filing, asking for relief in a Chapter 7 and a Chapter 13. Apparently, he has made a series of questionable financial moves over the last 5 years, not limited to, but including having a fully equipped Popeyes built into his backyard.
You know what? You're not going
to
do this to my homeboy.
He invested apparently $345,000 in a lifetime supply of Little Debbie oatmeal pies. So,
Rick, why are you laughing?
For the Velvet Teddy Bear that he gets. Ain't that your homie?
Ricky, why are you laughing?
No, wait a minute. Wait, hold on. So Ruben got a Popeye built in the backyard?
Yeah, he had a...
A small one, like, what kind of...
Yeah, drive-thru and everything.
How many employees?
Seven.
It's like the one at the Terminal C at the airport.
And
they serve breakfast.
And what else you got?
Oh, and he invested almost $500,000 in a lifetime supply of Little Debbie oatmeal pies.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.